The comforting smell of pancakes and bacon wafted through the YMCA on Saturday morning for the third breakfast with council, kicking off Innisfil winter weekends continuing through February. This is the third year for the event, the past two run by the town, with the YMCA running the inaugural event. Mayor Lynn Dolan led the council team as the first server, with citizens lining up for the flapjacks along with bacon, sausage, fruit and coffee, free to the public. She said all council members were expected to be on hand except perhaps Cown, Fred Drodge, who was called away for a work matter. After the event opened at 9 a.m., young Emma Morsillo was the first in the food line with her mom, Kristen. They were appreciative of the early repast as Kristen said they were dashing off to a morning dance class as soon as they were done. Cown. Alex Waters, in the middle of the row of council members serving, was happy to be out. He enjoyed interacting with people from Ward 4 and other parts of town in a relaxed social environment. They can ask me a question in line they might not want to ask at a meeting, Waters said. This is where I really get to serve the community, he added with a smile, gesturing to his position and being dressed in an apron. Daniela Severino, Arts, Culture and Events Specialist with the town, said organizers were prepared to serve hot food for 600 people during the two-hour event, expecting the same numbers as last year. The event featured live music, a photo booth with props, twisted balloon creations, games, and a coloring station for the little ones. Severino noted besides the town, OLG was a sponsor for the event.